clear, is it your understanding of Mennonite position that you would not, should not, could not raise your arm with a weapon to attack another, even in self-defense?
That's the ideal that all Mennonites hold to, is saying that we do not even fight back. We don't fight to protect. Now, what the Mennonites end up trying to do is avoiding any kind of situation to begin with that would require that kind of response. In other words, if there's a situation that may lead to the need to protect violently, what can we do to defuse that in the first place so that we don't have that? Some people may have said, well, you Mennonites, if you're so smart, what would you do about Iraq? Well, that's sort of an awkward position to be in, because I doubt that if a group of Mennonites got together, we would quite be in this kind of position we currently have with Iraq. We would have taken another approach from the very beginning, and even before the beginning. And, you know, the big question comes up, what if your wife or your children were being threatened? And I say, you know, by God's mercy, that will never happen. But I don't know what tomorrow brings.
Speaking of what's coming, you mentioned to me earlier today some prospects for Mennonites within the Eau Claire area. You said you've commuted basically each Sunday off to the Twin Cities to be part of a Mennonite group. Is there some hope for Mennonitism here in the Chippewa Valley?
Yes, in addition to our old order Mennonite brothers and sisters, a family from Colfax and my family, we both commute to the Twin Cities for church. We have embarked on a project to start a small community church here, or a satellite church here from our Twin Cities church. We're excited. We've approached the Shalom Synagogue about possibly using their synagogue on Sunday mornings for a place of worship. And so far it has been met favorably, and if we can work out something in which their needs are met and our needs are met, that may be a place in which we can worship. And should that not work out, then we'll find some other place to have a local Mennonite Church USA congregation here in town. So if anybody's interested in checking out sort of the Mennonite perspective, we're open to everybody.